What it do, it's your boy Problem, man. Diamond Land Music Group. Chachi's right here in your face. And this is Dub CNN. What?
Hey, this is Avian ML with Dub CNN for West Haven Blast here with Problem. What's good with you?
What's going on?
Nothing much over here. We're so excited to meet with him. So what are you up to right now? Like, we see you in front of him. Looking at something.
Oh, I'm just getting some records together. Just want to stay ahead of myself as far as projects and different releases we got coming. So.
Yeah, because you're a busy man. Like in March, he came out with Hotels 2.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that project.
It's the sequel to the first one, Hotels 1, we did in 2011, me and DJ Head. And I just wanted to revisit that style of music as far as just, it was just for like women. It was, for me, even though it's not songs, just about women's stuff, like I'm not like draking it the project, but to me this project is just like it's geared for them, it's for the lady of all ways, the ratchet, for the college student, for the lady from Russia. I just geared the whole project towards that, and then redo it again with DJ Head, who's now a very prominent figure in LA radio. In fact, we did the first one in the bedroom, and we were able to do this one with a big event and do it dope. So,
So what other, like you mentioned DJ, so what other features? Artists that are on there.
Hotels 2 has Wiz on it, Ty, Bad Luck, of course, Stoney, Neo's on it, Snoop Dogg's on it, Brian J, Snoop Dogg's been working with, he's fucking talented as hell. Candace is on it. So there's a lot of people just.
A lot of active people, a lot of people want to work with this man, including DJ Quick with your most recent project,
yeah.
Rosecrans. Let's talk about that.
Oh man, that was a blessing. Me and Quick have been, I've had the honor of knowing Quick since 2008.
Wow.
We met during the Eagle Tripping project. And he's always just been like a big brother to me, like just giving me all the game and just on and off the court, just different things. And we finally reconnected maybe a few months ago in the studio, and we were just cutting records. It wasn't for no project. We were just feeling good just to be back in with him. And something that happened in his life where he was heavy in my heart. So I put out Hotels and I was just riding to the music that me and him did. And I called him, I said, man, what do you think about just dropping this for the people on 420? He's like, yeah, man, just quarterback it, you know, we can make it smooth. So he came back from where he was and we got in the studio just for the mixing process and we heard the records together. And I was like, whoa, this sounds crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he got excited and we saw the sizzle reel that my boy from Active in LA put together, the first thing we released where it was showing our careers back and forth. And we just got amped and it just kind of took on a life of its own.
So it was just something that just started. Was there any particular inspiration for it? It was just something that you guys
Just organically, we were just doing music, and I don't know how they all just seemed to fit well together, but the vibe was so positive when we were working. And we wasn't doing it with no intentions of putting it out. It was just like, we're just going to vibe out and just do music. That's why it feels like that. That's why it's so free.
Wow. So how does it feel to have it, like, you know, pretty much it's for the Compton, for Compton, both of you for Compton.
Right.
So this is pretty much a big thing for people in Compton. So how does that feel to come out with something that is for something, your community?
I want to say that was our intentions, but it just wasn't. we just got together, just having a good ass time.
Something in your heart.
Right, but to see the impact that it has given the city and just other artists calling me and DJs and just people were talking about how good this feels to see the generations bridge together with him being of the first regime of the West and me being of the second, and how we still can get together and prolong each other's careers in a sense. Like, I feel like our culture, hip-hop, they like to shun the vets and say, well, somebody's too old, or then they'll say, well, he's too young. The older ones be like, I don't get into that. We need to preserve our culture, period. Like, hip-hop is the most dominant music breathing, no matter what anybody says. That's why they all mimic it. Like, and rock and roll is still around because they pay respect to their veterans with the Hall of Fames and covering their old records. So we want to do the same in our genre. So
yeah, and that's what they're doing. Who else is on this, on the Rosecrans?
Buddy's out of Compton, shout out to him. Bad Luck, of course. Wiz Khalifa's on it, Game's on it. Candace Boyd is on it. She's very, very dope. Shy Carter was on it.
That's a really big project. And this man is very busy. He also is a businessman. Tell us about Diamond Lane.
Diamond Lane Music Group, independent still after 6 years. Salute to the CEO, Fast Lane, man. I just talked to him earlier. We're growing. We're growing. It feels like it's a brand new company. Mm-hmm. Just with just the way that we're attacking everything, it just feels new again, and that's crazy for me. You know what I mean? Because I've been around for a minute, but it's so exciting just the trajectory that we're taking the company right now.
So, and who else? Who else is a part of Diamond Linger? Because you have artists and
like Bad Luck's very very pivotal piece in all of this. He actually made the cover for Rosecrans. A lot of people don't know that. Stoney the Diller is an artist out the east side of Watts. We're developing right now. He's tearing up the streets out here, so we're getting ready to get his push going, and we got a Kasha, so stay tuned for her. Her album's actually done. We're just getting everything right with that.
Okay, so we got to look out Diamond Lane. Okay, a lot of people don't know is that he was born in Germany.
Yeah.
But, you know, raised in Compton. How was it growing up in Compton?
I mean, that question is always tough for me to answer because I didn't know that it was Compton. It was just like,
this is my home.
This is where I grew up. This is what I know. And these are the people that I've known and still know my whole life. You don't realize what it is until you remove from it, and you get to see like, whoa, what I thought was normal just really isn't normal.
Yeah.
You know, losing friends to gang violence or drug dealing or jail, and that being a normal thing, and the normal helicopters, the normal police driving through, like, you figure that out later. Yeah. And so, would I trade it? No, because it made me who I am today, and it made me stronger as a person, but I definitely know that it made a couple of things difficult for me because my attitude had to get adjusted to just everything. When you're from Compton and from LA, period, you have a certain mentality because we were brought up in a different culture.
Yeah.
So
having done Rosecrans and everything, like you said, it was just something that was pretty much accidental. You guys just...
I won't even say accidental, man. I came from up above, man. That had nothing to do with it.
They're not accidental.
That was out of my head.
I used the wrong word.
No, wasn't that accident? Nothing, all these blessings.
I should have brought my thesaurus. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All the blessings that spawned from this project. Yeah. Like, even just quick, like, talking to him today, the enthusiasm that he has about his new music that's coming and just what we're about to do with Rosecrans, you know, just stay tuned. It lit like a spark in both of us. Because a lot of people had never heard me like this over live instrumentation.
Yeah.
And really getting produced by fucking DJ Quick. It makes me, that's why I'm here listening, just listening to the music now that I did prior and just knowing where I would tweak it now just because of the experiences of us producing the project together and really mixing it in together. And oh, I just can't wait, you know.
Because how passionate you're talking, it comes from passion. That's where it comes from.
Definitely passion.
So, like, out of all the songs on there, do you have a favorite? Was there something easy to choose?
You know what? I thought I did, but I don't, because every song has a story. Like, the first song we recorded was You Are Everything. And I just remember the session. And Quick just getting on the engineer like, no, stop, get his voice right. Prop, you are killing it. This is like Pac. I was there when he did that. I'm telling you, I was there when he did All Eyes on Me. Keep going. I'm like, what in the fuck is this? This is wild. So that, and then after we did the verses, he said, now, all right, do some edits. I'm like, what you mean? He's like, no, get in there, put some different drums, shake it up. I'm like, me? Shit, yeah. So that was the first record, so that's special to me.
It was like a learning experience as well.
It was an experience that if we would have planned to do it, it wouldn't have done that.
Wow.
We was just hooking back up on some, damn, homie, I miss you, what's up, man, let's rock. You know what I'm saying? So like a week straight, we were just in. And we were just cutting new joints, new ideas. And I wouldn't have done it no other way.
Wow. Yeah. So how would, you know, like you say, this just happens, and how would you say you have grown as an artist?
As an artist, just with the whole marketing scheme of it, Fastlane allowed me to be very, very involved with just the way we put it out to the public. Shout out to Melissa, a very important person to our team. She got together with Empire, shout out to Neiman, everybody up there. And we really put it together right, like with the blitz attack, making sure it was a surprise on the 19th, and just with the visuals and with just how everything went. That was fun for me, just to be a part of that, because, you know, I have a lot of ideas and just different things, so they have my boy Manicure on for me, and just so they come out right.
Yeah.
You know, that was amazing. The music process, like, Of course, I mean, I'm fucking from Compton. I'm basically a mirror of this man as far as like what I represent, the good times, the partying side of Compton. Ladies, yes, we like those. I produce myself and just how hands-on I am with my music. So my comparison to Dre has Kendrick then quick as me. So this is it was a huge deal for me.
Wow. So this whole thing honestly is just amazing. And then like you, we say you're a busy man, back to back projects. Is there anybody in particular in your whole, you know, so career so far, because he's still going and not stopping, that you would say has been not probably your favorite to work with, but like say has taught you the most or?
Taught me the most, it would have to be, it's a combination of people. Like Bad Luck, I say, because the way how intense he is on lyrics and content, well, he makes it that I have to be on my A game only damn if I'm doing the party song, ratchet song, retrospect. It has to be a certain way because his lyricism is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone keeps me in this place where I have to always deliver there. Production wise, quick for sure. Taught me about the outboard stuff, different plugins, and just the whole natural process of creating records.
Mm-hmm.
Terrace Martin is very big on my production and just making sure that I stay true to myself, not what the people want me to do,
yeah,
but what we do like artistically. So that's huge. Snoop, period. Just the whole business that is him.
Yeah.
The game, just to get all of that, and if I could push all that in one, like yeah, that's. And don't forget Knife Wonder too.
You also mentioned Snoop. Is it true that he was a big pivotal aspect to your coming into the game?
Very. He was the first person to ever pay me to do something. Well, no, let me take that back. Yo-Yo was, but he was the first person to, like, where I saw this amount of money for, like, doing something. Like, whoa, this shit is major. But he also taught me, if you're in the room, don't just be in the room. Know that you're in the room for a reason, so max out. Like, take full advantage of being there. So during the ego-tripping process, I came in as just a writer, and I left out of there with a deal from Universal. And one of my records, I'm Fucked Up, was Tearing Up the Streets by the end of that process. Because just from the game I was getting daily from him, Corrupt and Quick and everybody. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, with everything that you've been doing and everything, is there... who would you say, because we always ask this, WCNN, are your top five MCs?
Eminem, for sure. MC, that's deep.
People always have
Andre,
any time for this.
Three Stacks, for sure, Three Stacks. You don't miss. Tupac, for sure. It's the passion. What he does is just something else. Biggie too. Them dying at 25 to have that impact that they still have today is fucking amazing. I know at 24, 25, I wasn't talking like that. Just,
yeah.
That was just crazy. And if I could say one more, that last one is real. I'm gonna split that up because that boy Jay-Z goes, and if we don't say him, that's just your hate. That nigga, that boy, he goes. It gotta be him, and then out of the new, I would go Kendrick and Drake up in there. Like them three would share that little spot because that nigga Dot is amazing. Like,
yeah.
Just to watch him and like to know I've never seen him write anything down in the way he introspect how he does it in Wayne. Put all of them in that last one. Yeah.
And you've mentioned Bad Luck. How did you guys hook up?
You know, it's crazy. We met when I was showing him. We met at a studio a while ago, but then we clicked. But I had seen him prior to that at this freestyle contest I went to see my boys in. And he was like the halftime guest. I'm like, everybody like, fuck is he? What is he getting at? And I watched him turn a room full of booze in 2 minutes. Everybody like, oh, he's the hardest thing ever. So that was my first encounter with him, but then we hooked up, and then I was kind of showing him about like vlogs and different stuff. You know, he wasn't internet savvy, which is crazy now. He's way more internet savvy than me, but I was showing him about the WCNN forums and the West Coast Writers forums and different stuff, and then we just kind of clicked, and we just been friends for so long. So when we started Diamond Lane, you know, I needed somebody out here with me in these trenches, and that was just the perfect guy, somebody I respected, somebody who I look up to as a lyricist, and just as a man, like, his morals are somewhere that everybody else just isn't. And so that's just an important person to have around.
Yeah, that's really good. So you get really good partners with, you know, masterminding. So what other, do you have anything else planned right now, or what other projects you have coming out maybe, or that you can just tell us in?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
That's it?
I'm just saying.
Come on, you're not going to tell
us. I do. Listen, okay, if I'd have told y'all about the Rosecrans stuff all early, it'd have been like, nah, you see how it just bangs. So just, you know, stay tuned.
Well, maybe
Diamond Light Music Group has a lot, it's going down in the 1-6. That's all I just know that. Trust me, we're far from finished for the year.
And we'll be getting those exclusives too, right? Yeah, right? Yeah. You heard it here, right?
Definitely.
So like, okay, so we'll... You kind of, okay, maybe off the record, like when we turn, you tell me a little bit.
Maybe.
You know, appease my curious little mind, my inquisitive mind.
I just know that right now, you guys have helped make Rosecrans' big success, and I'm excited. It's only been out a week, and I've seen the stream numbers. I'm like, whoa, it's been dope. The sales numbers are great. It's about to be exciting.
Social media is crazy.
Yeah.
And your projects, you know, everybody's gonna, you know, back-to-back stuff and more stuff coming soon.
I will say this, stay tuned for the My Squad videos, the biggest song of the year. Watch, get ready, I'm telling you, it's gonna be amazing. Get ready for the My Squad video and the new night video with me and Quick. Those will be coming soon.
Okay, so at least he told us something.
Okay.
You got it, he told us something. Okay, this is Dustian, man. Thank you for
giving
us this opportunity to be able to, you know, talk to us and tell us what's been going on and what's going on in your mind.
No, thank you just for the continued support of Diamond Light Music Group independently. Like, we're nothing without sites like you guys, making sure that the people see our vision and see our music. If it's me, if it's Bad Luck, if it's Stoney, we just appreciate the posts and everything.
No, we love it. We love it. We love that music out there. So the West Coast, you know, we need that, and that's why WCNN is here. So remember, you gotta keep us. Okay, you heard that. We have it on camera. Okay, so this is Avian Amel with Problem. This is Avian Amel with Problem for WCNN and West Haven Blast. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and keep watch for this man.
Problem 354.
Problem 354. Oh yeah, we're gonna.
I got you.
He got me.
We got.